This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. On Wednesday, we review books with Day to Day critic David Kippen. Today, we wondered whether we're paying David enough. Otherwise, why would he be so worked up about a new book by another critic who got rich during the internet boom? Here's his review.
Amazon.com's former homepage editor, James Marcus, is most definitely the first person in history who ever got rich writing book reviews. To his credit, he didn't stay rich, or at least not very. Also to his credit, he's written a funny, contemplative, mildly disingenuous, but mainly charming memoir of his five-year mission to boldly go where mostly only 17th-century tulip farmers have gone before. But none of this matters. I still want to kill him with my bare hands. Pure innard-curdling envy should inoculate me against any taint of favoritism towards Marcus, whom I knew a little when we served together on the National Book Critics Circle's board. But Amazonia, 5 years at the epicenter of the dot-com juggernaut, is just too good to slam. Even if you rarely shop at Amazon, or, like me, you consult it daily for free information while hardly ever buying anything, the book brims with amusing Amazoniana. Marcus had just arrived from the wilds of freelance scrivening as Amazon founder Jeff Bezos's employee number 55 when he found himself asked how fast he could review 100 books. It was a question that sounded to him, quote, less like reviewing and more like a pie-eating contest. Much of Amazonia reads like a classic Faustian narrative of temptation. A callow innocent meets a sweet talker, soon becomes drunk with power, and winds up in peril of his soul. Marcus bails right after his shrunken stock options vest, and he has to forfeit a talisman of power. His email address, james@amazon.com. The minimalist ring of it, he writes, identified me as a member of the first wave, the elect, the virtual sodbusters of the new economy. Many passages like this are genuinely witty. Others occasionally seem a little cliched. Marcus invokes the old Judy Garland exclamation, let's put on a show, and compares ringmastering a collaborative online poem to herding cats. But from the first chapter of Amazonia on, Marcus makes antic hay out of the company's mania for quantification, its much-vaunted culture of metrics. At Amazon, there are no intangibles, only tangibles that haven't been measured yet. In Marcus's telling, this preoccupation eventually has dire consequences for such luxuries as staff-written reviews, customer trust, and the sense, now easier to come by on rival sites like Powell's.com and Abe.com, the sense of somebody behind the modem who isn't just trying to shake us down. To extend the culture of metrics to Amazonia, we have here a business memoir that generates frequent smiles of recognition, occasional snorts of delight, and, it seems safe to say, multiple customer referrals. If Marcus's book were any better, I'd be tempted to let him live.
The book is Amazonia by James Marcus. David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.